Moving on now to the situation with Iran and condemnations today of its advancing nuclear program. Yesterday, Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad announced that his country had produced its first batch of enriched uranium. He also said Iran would move ahead with enrichment on an industrial scale. The head of the International Atomic Energy Agency will be in Tehran tomorrow to discuss the matter. NPR's Rob Gifford has the latest from London.
President Ahmadinejad's announcement yesterday has kept Iran on a collision course with the United Nations and Western powers. British Foreign Secretary Jack Straw said the announcement was deeply unhelpful. The German Foreign Minister said Iran was going in precisely the wrong direction, and their French counterpart said Iran should stop its dangerous activities. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice, welcoming an African official to Washington today, said the UN Security Council, which last month told Tehran to halt all enrichment work, would need to take up the issue again.
I do think that the Security Council will need to take into consideration this move by Iran, and that it will be time, when it reconvenes on this case, for strong steps to make certain that we maintain the credibility of the international community on this issue.
China's ambassador to the UN, Wang Guangya, said today Tehran's enrichment move was not in line with what is required by the international community. But China and Russia have up till now opposed any talk of actual UN sanctions against Tehran, and that opposition is thought likely to continue. President Bush has called recent reports that Washington is considering military action against Tehran wild speculation, and Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov reiterated the feeling in Europe that military action was simply not an option.
If such plans exist, they will not be able to solve this problem. On the contrary, they would create a dangerous explosive blaze in the Middle East, where there are already enough blazes.
So if military strikes are out of the question, then despite all the angry rhetoric, any collision between Iran and the West is likely to be a slow-motion collision. The U.S. State Department said it was unable to confirm that Iran has enriched uranium, as it says. Experts say even if Tehran's assertions are accurate, it would still be years before Iran would be able to produce a nuclear weapon. And most analysts say there is no quick-fix solution. Ali Ansari is an Iran specialist at the Royal Institute of International Affairs in London. He says the people of Iran do not want a collision with the West.
Undoubtedly, the majority of people in Iran do not want to stand off with the West. They do feel they have a right to nuclear technology, but there are many more Iranians who would certainly argue that the best way to approach this thing is through dialogue and not through confrontation. But of course, such an approach, if there is compromise on the Iranian side, it has to be met by compromise on the Western side, and particularly on the part of the United States. And these are the problems. The problems are that the hawks on both sides of the equation really have the upper hand.
Analysts have suggested the timing of President Ahmadinejad's announcement yesterday may have been intended to improve Iran's bargaining position ahead of Mohammad al-Baradei's visit to Tehran. Diplomats say it's likely that the US, the EU and the UN will wait until al-Baradei reports on Iran's compliance at the end of April before taking any further action. Rob Gifford, NPR News, London.